Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Mitch is over here talking about Cody Tapp, who has chest hair everywhere. Cody Tapp, join us for the roundtable here. It is presented by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Cody Tapp, how are you on this Friday?
Good.
Sure?
It would legitimately take me 3 years to grow a proper beard. I don't know.
I've had this since before Christmas.
Can you believe that? He's only got that since before Christmas.
I mean,
the Monday before Christmas.
Okay, so I shaved like one time that entire break, and that's probably about what mine started to look like. I gave up. This is probably like a week's growth.
Is it really? That's awesome.
Like, honestly, probably. I don't know.
This is like 3 days.
Yeah. Like, I have no interest in shaving. I hate it with all of my being. Yeah. And then it just starts to get all nasty down here. And then you got to trim them. Yeah, what the hell? I try to shave once a week.
I've never bought like a beard trimmer. So like, I'm never going to let it grow out because I'm never going to like, I'd have to manage the neck area.
So how do you trim the other
hairs? It would, too much would grow. I just shave.
Oh, you go straight razor down there?
Here?
Oh, I thought you said
down there. That's
you
a different
have a beard
kind
trimmer?
Of trimmer. That's a different kind of trimmer.
Yeah. Manscaped. Yeah. You got a manscape.
If it's going in that area, it's not going near my face. Okay. Those aren't related.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
totally different razor.
It's your own skin, man. It's not weird.
You know,
there is that philosophy
as
well.
So Dusty uses one razor is what we've got.
I was just going to say, so Dusty, how many razors you got?
Well, we've got that blade on the top. You can do the precision shave.
Are you old enough
turn
yet?
Turn that thing into a lion's mane.
And Cody, you may be there as well. Mm-hmm. Are you old enough yet where you have to shave your ear hair every day?
No.
Not quite. Not quite.
But every day.
I did look at the Costco section to see how much like the nose trimmers are.
Oh, they're not expensive.
Because there ain't no worse pain than when you have to yank
a nose hair. Yeah. Or there's nothing worse than when people don't know they just have a nose hair. Just
well, it's about being polite and letting them know. You know,
I always
tell you like, oh my God, pull that thing. Well, you said be like, hey man, come here real quick.
That's the story I tell from Ryan Lefevre for years. Don Fortune had a nose hair that was like a mile long and Lefevre, everybody's ignoring it, right? And Lefevre sits down and goes, Don, you got that nose hair is going to poke everybody in the eye. You got to pull that thing out. And everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that to them.
The rest of us have been ignoring this whole time.
We've been ignoring this for the last 3 days.
Mitch is over here like, what are nose hairs?
Yeah, you'll get them eventually.
Some breaking news out of the sports world for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs have designated cornerback Jalen Watson to return from IR, and the quarterback will practice today. Not as in today, but in 2 days.
In 2 days.
Cody, how's that make you feel?
That's a great news for the Chiefs. Although, in fairness, they figured out their secondary in a way that works for them without Watson. But he was the starter.
Watson,
they liked him better than the other available corners. And Andy, like 5 days ago, didn't even make it seem like it was likely that he was going to return.
Oh, Andy
to the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. So that means it's kind of crazy. What?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden, if he's practicing today, it's pretty fair to assume that in the, I don't know, month when the Chiefs finally play another football game, that he would be available for Kansas City, at least by the AFC Championship game. So, yeah, This only serves to help them. They have continued to get healthier and healthier as the season gone on.
Yeah.
The second Minshew got back, they were way better on defense. The second Hollywood got back, they were better on offense. Like, each person they've added in addition to has made them a better team.
You know, we were talking about the regular season MVP for the Chiefs earlier, and I go, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. He should be the MVP of the league every year. But if you remove him from the equation like we need to do to have actual conversations, you mentioned Charles Omenihu. I said, you could potentially, if you really wanted to, make the case for Omenihu being the MVP, because how much better has that defense been since he's gotten back? It's been great.
They were like the 8th-ranked points-per-game defense before he showed up, and they're 2nd now. And I think that there's a direct correlation between what simply it was is Karloftis is a good pass rusher. Chris Jones is a dominant force, but they needed like one more guy who was a legitimate threat to get to the quarterback so that George Karloftis wasn't also getting double teamed. And the second Minshew was the focus, who started getting sacks? Karloftis did.
Right.
Karloftis is going to end up with 8.5, 9 sacks because Minshew. He's a good player too, but someone showed up and started helping him do the job. And so
nobody can do anything on their own in life. Like, it is a metaphor for life when you start to look at it this way. Everybody got better because you allowed this guy to come in and help everybody else out.
I just think that they so desperately need it. And this is why Watson's important too. Their secondary started looking better the second that Minshew showed up too.
Yeah, it's not pressure like, on the quarterback.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden you don't have to guard. All of a sudden McDuffie's getting interceptions and everything else. It's why I would make an argument for, like, if you made me choose a team MVP, I think you could also make an argument for Chris Jones. You wouldn't think it because you'd be like, what, 5 sacks, 6 sacks? I'm like, pressures. I don't think you realize the amount of work that man is putting in for everyone else on the defense while they were waiting for other people to come back.
But for whatever reason, that 10 sack mark has become like this benchmark for a lot of people, right? Double-digit sacks. Do you know how many people get double-digit sacks every year in the NFL? 5. Like, it's not a lot. So when you said he only 5, 6 sacks, that's a good year, man. I think we have allowed stats to skew the way that we look at games in a bad way. Like, because 5 or 6 sacks is a hell of a season when you start to compare it to what other people do around the league.
I also think that if you could do it as like a team, like a group award, but for a unit, the interior offensive line, because as much as we talked about the tackles, imagine how much worse the offensive line play could have been if it weren't for 3 all pros, essentially, the way Trey Smith's playing too.
Right.
That, you know, 3 Pro Bowl caliber players in the interior offensive line. Like, look, you know, us, we support Creed. I'd be happy to just say Creed's the team MVP. No snapping problems, holding it down all year. But like, the interior part became very important because you couldn't afford problems there at the same time the tackles were like going through it.
Right.
So like, that just would have made a bad problem. All of a sudden you would have looked like the Texans offensive line or Chicago's, where like, you honestly can't even function as an offense.
No, you can't, but you really can't even function when you don't have that left tackle playing well. And we saw the blow up against the Raiders, and then they moved Tooney outside, and since then, this offense has been humming along.
I was expecting Tooney to play worse.
Expect him to play like this?
No, this might just speak to like why he should be a Hall of Famer when he's done playing, because the Chiefs will tell you this too. Like, I think behind a closed door, Joe Tooney possesses 0 of the physical traits that they like in a left tackle. He's not big enough, long enough, tall enough, strong enough. Like, all the things that they want out of a left tackle, Joe Tooney does not possess. It's why they waited a year and a half. They traded for Orlando Brown Jr., signed Juwan Taylor. They tried to start Kingsley and drafted him. They switched over to Wanye. They had like a dozen opportunities to not play Joe Tooney at left tackle. And then they finally did, and they're like, damn it, he's pretty good at it.
Yeah, well, the cornerback wants him there now, so we better put him out there.
What do you think is a better late season, I guess, welcome back, Hollywood Brown or Jalen Watson?
I still think probably Hollywood, because I was surprised at how quickly he came into the offense, too. And I think probably it's because now that Hollywood is there, I actually don't think I would make an argument for another team. I think the Chiefs have the best offensive weapons in the AFC playoff field. Not the NFC. There's a couple of teams over there that kind of nutty. Good. Nakua and Cup and a couple others we don't want to
like
really.
All of those teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much the
Minnesota, Detroit, LA.
But in the AFC, the Chiefs have the best group of weapons out of any team remaining in the field because they don't have the best number one. I think that's maybe Nico Collins or somebody else. But they have the best 2-3-4 out of anybody passing catching options in that side because people, Xavier Worthy is on pace over his last seven games for a 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown season, so he's turned into Devonta Smith. We know what Hollywood Brown.
He had 9 total touchdowns this year, 6 receiving, 3 rushing, did more than Tyreek Hill did his first year in the league.
He's on fire. We know what Hollywood Brown has already done in the offense. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins is good for 4 catches, all for first downs, for 40 yards in a game. And then Travis Kelce is still a reliable pass catcher. So then when you start getting to 5 or 6, it's like Noah Gray. They're deeper than anybody. I just think they don't have the number one option, but they have, because of Hollywood, I think they have the best offensive weapons in the AFC.
And they got 2 running backs that you can now rely on that are healthy and ready to go. Like, we were talking about Kareem Hunt, and I said, you can make a case for him, because when he came in...
I'm not sure Pacheco's fully healthy, though. He took a shot.
He
doesn't
look
right.
Yeah, but he's
got
this
the ribs,
week,
too.
This is why the bye is important.
Now,
right?
They now said he's going to go, but I mean, I don't know how... Perfectly. I mean, I guess if you're 80% healthy in the playoffs, you're healthy.
You're healthy, yeah. But I would sit Pacheco this week. I would obviously next week with the bye week.
Not
you know, be playing
next
place,
week.
And yeah, I play him against nobody. Get out there, and test those ribs, son.
Put him in that yellow jersey.
Yeah, but like I think you know having the two of them together. But Kareem Hunt really picked up when we needed somebody to pick up too at that point in the season. What week 2, week 3, when Kareem Hunt got here, we're like, oh my god, this guy's 29. Oh, all right.
Like this is a fair question, I think. What do you think is more wanted? The Chiefs on the team that have been the core for a while to win a three-peat, or Kareem Hunt to have a chance to win a Super Bowl trophy? Like, what do you think is more wanted?
The three-peat.
No, yeah. Not the team.
By the person?
By the core or Kareem Hunt.
I still think, okay, so...
Because the way Kareem Hunt's played this year, he's like, Super Bowl or die. Like, I don't care what happens to me, I'm getting the Super Bowl because I ruined this in the past. Now, I know the Chiefs won a three-peat because that's all they talked about when they got their rings this year. But the desire and the fire that Kareem Hunt seems to be playing with is like, I'm not going down until I win a title.
I would probably, it's his desire to come back and prove to Kansas City was evident from like the very beginning. For a reference that you'll appreciate, Dusty, it was Theon Greyjoy after he had wronged the Starks coming back to fight and die for them, right?
Correct.
He was at that point willing to fall on the sword for any for any possible opportunity given to him. And so I think he's played like that all season.
Yeah,
like,
I think Kareem, he has too. Yeah,
Kareem
has
played like a man who wants to like prove to everybody that he screwed up his opportunity to stay here and be here with this team for a long time. And now things are back on track, and he'd be there. I'm a little worried about
Pacheco.
Imagine
if he stayed, we could have had 3 Super Bowl championships if he was still here at that time.
He was a perfect fit. It's also, it's so funny the effect that happens because of that. They have to cut Kareem Hunt, and then they, like, reach on Clyde. And then, you know, when the Tyreek Hill stuff happened, then they reach on McColl, and you're like, sometimes you make these moves, and you're like, you didn't have to do this. They were trying to recreate that Kareem Hunt offense.
Of course.
That's why they got tempted into a first-round running back to, like, remember? Remember what that was like? Mm-hmm. We had all these things pieced together, working in harmony. But I've been pleasantly surprised with Kareem. And honestly, because Pacheco, Dusty, you mentioned, hasn't looked right, I think it should be a timeshare the entire playoffs.
Well, it should be a timeshare at the running back position.
50-50 the rest of the way. Yeah. I kind of thought it might be 70-30 when Pacheco first came back. No, I'll just even split.
You know,
just switch off drives is fine.
I know the fantasy season is done, so we won't have many people complaining about who's getting the carries, but it goes back to the, you know, Jamal Charles and who was the cat that they
Thomas
had back?
Jones.
Thomas Jones back in 2010.
Well, he stole all the touchdowns.
Yeah, but that was the right play. I mean, like, I know people didn't like the fantasy implications, but they're not here to coach your fantasy team. They're here to keep their running backs and guys fresh all season long. Todd Haley did the absolute right play with those running backs by splitting that carry. Keep them healthy for the end of the season. In theory, that's the way it should be.
I can't remember, like, clearly.
Not that playoff game. Like, different time to be a Chiefs fan.
Did Priest and LJ ever run tandems? Because I know that, like, basically the reason LJ took over was because Priest, like, got hurt, and then he took over, and it was like, we're not going to resign because of injury, and he had to retire, I think. Did they ever run 1 and 2?
Maybe a little bit. I don't really recall.
What that could have been.
Well, I think a lot of
that
teams
offensive
do
line?
It. Like, it happens all the time. It's like what's happening with the Lions. A lot of what teams do is, even when they take a running back out, they're like, well, we don't want to, like, we want 4 or 5 years. We don't want 2. And we know if we just run him into the ground, we got 2.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, like, that first year is always like a gap year. Like Jahmyr Gibbs last year for the Lions. They could have just run Jahmyr Gibbs right away, but they're like, no, please. Montgomery, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time.
Paid him nicely.
And then they'll And then they used Gibbs more this year, and then next year they'll use him even more. And then in year four, they'll run his ass into the ground, and then you'll never hear Jahmyr Gibbs ever again.
Just it's like just, Isaiah Pacheco. Like, yeah. I hate to say that. We've said that since the day he was drafted.
That's how they use running backs.
Sorry, man, you were a seventh-round pick. Like, that's the guy who you feel for in the NFL, because he's not going to make money.
Yeah, no, he'll get like 2 for 8 when he leaves Kansas City. Literally, like, that's it.
They're the closers of baseball. Like, yeah. They go out there for one inning for what? 80 appearances sometimes, and they throw the ball 100 miles an hour, get as many guys out, and then after 3 years, somebody else can have you, done. Or they're done.
They're
like,
done.
It's over.
I mean, the anomaly is Mariano Rivera, right? Like, yeah. And so when you look at running backs, there's anomalies at that running back position, but most of them are. You play a couple of years, and you just never hear from them again. That's why these teams just won't invest in running backs. I would be stunned if Isaiah Pacheco got a contract. Stunned. Like,
oh, he will.
I mean,
it won't be with Kansas City. No, he'll get a contract.
Right, with somebody. Yeah. But as you said, 2 for 8, that sounds about.
He'll be in a timeshare with a third-round back who the team also likes somewhere else. Not the Chiefs, but yeah.
Right.
But that's just also, that's the job.
Yeah.
Like, it stinks. And I would tell you, like, if you can play a different position, play a different position in the NFL.
Right.
Because that's not the one that's likely to get you paid unless you're Alvin Kamara or Christian McCaffrey. Like,
who is the most tenured running back in the NFL? Is it James Conner? Connor?
Isn't it Derrick Henry?
Well, I guess he's up there.
Derrick Henry.
Connor was in Pittsburgh for like 4 years. He's been in Arizona for at least 4 years.
Yeah. And also, like, Derrick Henry, it's always like, well, if he can do it, why not? Okay, fine. If you can find another, running back, but like a semi truck, yeah, sure.
Derrick Henry is a different cat. By the way, to your stat earlier, 11 guys with 10 or more sacks so far this year, and 7 with 9 or 9.5.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's still a prominent sack number, but. Again,
it's not a big number.
It's not like it's not
overblown.
Yeah. No, I think like when you judge somebody and say, well, he only had 8 sacks. How many guys had more? Well, 6.
So I view pass rushers, and I don't know if everybody does. I view them in essentially ranges. Low end pass rushers are 4 to 6 of the Mike Danas of the world. Good pass rushers, people who get second contracts with a team that everybody loves, they land in 7 to 12 range. And then elite level pass rushers are between 10 and 15, the TJ Watts of the world. Everyone else, like, that's the range. That's how I view him. George Karloftis, a perfectly fine year for him is 7. A perfectly fine year for, like, a great year is like, oh, he gets up in that, like, tender range. 8 to 12, 7 to 11. Like, that's the range for starting NFL pass rusher everybody wants on their team.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who get 10 to 16, there's like two of those guys. I mean, it's such a small number in the NFL every year.
Yep.
Everyone else, the good ones, land in the range Karloftis lands in most
years. It's hard to get sacks now. Everybody's in the pistol.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the advantage. No, no longer
under
are you
2.5 seconds.
No longer are you under center and dropping back 7 steps. You know, you're already back there. So to get
and they
back,
can all run.
I know.
Every quarterback can run. I think that's the
RPO kind of affected the sack. Like you say, the pistol. Yeah. The RPO is like, okay, I know this guy's coming off the edge. All right, no, you take him, take the grunt of the hit, and then we'll just play develop.
I just don't know that it's necessarily quote unquote sack game anymore like it was in the 80s and 90s. You know,
no, because they ran the ball more and they just dropped back and passed.
Or you had Stiffy McStifferson playing quarterback like Ron Jaworski, who would just get back there and just get brains beat in on every play by Lawrence Taylor. I mean, like, it was easy to get sacks for those guys. You know, now you've got athletes playing quarterback.
Yeah, it's a little like Mahomes is like the best EPA rushing quarterback in the league, and he's not even the 15th most athletic runner, right? Like, as far as the guys with the speed or the other stuff.
I've always said Mahomes runs better than any quarterback. Everybody goes, I can't believe you would say that. I go, find me a quarterback that runs smarter and better than Patrick Mahomes.
Not kidding. This year, he ranks as the most valuable runner in the NFL.
Oh, does he? Oh, good.
Like, it's not the most yardage or the most touchdowns. No one possesses more value because they're all for first downs.
Every single run is a first down.
It's on 3rd and 7, and it's for 8 yards.
Yep.
And
every time.
His value in the running game matters because of that, and always has mattered because of that. He doesn't need to go for 110 yards on the other side.
No.
One small thing as we end the regular season. We change rules all the time in the NFL to benefit offense, right? We agree? So can we get rid of an eligible man downfield? I don't care. I don't care how far downfield he is.
What does it matter?
It's
to prevent injury.
Just let him go down there. I can't.
There definitely will
they call it so much, I don't
a
care.
A lot this year.
I think there'll be a zone. Like, there'll be a zone they can go to. Like,
yeah,
you know
can
how
we
they
give them, like, 2-3 more yards
so
or something?
You know how
they have, like,
the,
a one-yard zone, basically.
Uh-huh. You know, because they changed the incidental contact rule a few years back where you had at least 5 yards. And everyone's like, well, this isn't going to go well. But they were calling pass interference every, like, you know, oh, he touched him. Now it's like, you get 5 yards, and you can get around him. the zone will expand for a legal man downfield. Like, you'll have like a 5 yard or like some ever, whatever it'll be, just like there is when they go past the line of scrimmage to throw it. It's like, well, he technically had a foot inside the zone, so he's not technically downfield. I think that's how they'll change it.
Like, I understand that there's a limit to prevent injuries, and there's people who say that it makes it almost impossible to defend because if you can put these people downfield on those plays, it just makes it so much easier to block them.
If he's not eligible to be a receiver, he's not going to get the ball. So, yeah. Like, what's it matter other than the injury aspect? That he gets like a head start to run down there in a big body
to block, dude, just, I guess. Boom. There's a couple of penalties where it's like.
There was one in a game I was watching the other day. Was it one of the college football games? It was a big play, and then, you know, the offensive lineman was like a foot downfield, and it cost him the whole play. I'm like, God.
It's like VAR. It's like, I don't care that he was. It's the spirit of the rule. It goes back to like baseball, too. The spirit of like he was out at second is not that his jersey was off the bag for a millisecond while the tag was being applied. That's not what we wanted.
I mean, isn't it kind of physics that you bounce up? You know,
he slid in before the tag. He touched the base. He didn't overslide the bag. I don't care that he was like off of, you know, like I don't care that he was past the area he can be downfield by 6 inches. That's not the point. That's not why you had the rule in place was to prevent this. So can we just let some of this go?
How coveted will Carson Wentz, Cody, be after this game on Monday morning? How many of the talking heads nationally will be talking about Carson Wentz being the future savior for a franchise?
You know what else? You know, I think that he'll actually get another job.
Oh, I do too.
Because it's a bad quarterback draft. So just start there. Everyone's a project, so someone's going to want a veteran quarterback. What also helps Carson Wentz is, one, Andy's going to put him in a position, so put up a bunch of like big numbers, and it'll look good, and you'll be like, I can't believe it. This is Carson Wentz?
Right. Ooh. Andy's going to get this guy paid.
And he's coming off of a year in which it's the season of the former dead quarterbacks living. Baker and Darnold and like all the former not good quarterbacks or didn't end well quarterbacks are having a resurgence this year in good situations.
Right.
So someone will give Carson Wentz a shot, I think, because
of that. And Carson Wentz will get a bad situation.
And then guess what? The new backup for the Kansas City Chiefs is Drew Lock. Why not?
Perfectly fine backup.
Hometown kid.
Fine backup.
Pretty good. Yeah. Andy Reid's guidance. Dusty Likens is fanboy. We're all here together.
What I like about Drew Lock is the same thing I would have said about Baker Mayfield is
he's got
a lot of, like, I'd say that there's a lot of imperfections in his game, but when it's like push comes to shove, Lock makes some throws. Baker always had like a, like just one of those like throws, and I'm like, ooh.
Well, Lock played on Sunday with the I don't give a crap attitude and just let it rip.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw it to Malik Nabers 15 times. Pretty good strategy.
Just let it rip.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw it to that guy. He's going to be a future.
But that's what goes back to tanking. Like a guy like Drew Lock, go lose this game. I'm not going to lose that game. I'm not tanking.
I do kind of like that. I think the Patriots are going to end up winning. Like, they could win this weekend, too. They're going to start Drake May, this whole thing. Teams, it's hard because you can't tell a coach to lose. But if I were a front office, I'd be like, hey, man, you got to lose.
It's completely different. Yeah, and if I'm a coach, I'm going, go pound salt.
Yeah, because do you believe players tank?
No, but I think that there's an effort level that, like...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Exist in the, like,
that's
I don't
tanking.
Think they tank for a pick, but I do think that, I mean, anybody who's if been on a bad baseball your, team, football your, team, basketball team in their life.
Yeah.
That's tanking. You don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we that's both. Not tanking because you want your team to do better.
Get the number one
pick. You don't care about that.
Or might also depend on your position. Fired. Like, if I'm the...
I'm the Jets, I'm tanking because I want my quarterback gone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got it. That situation just, I mean.
What do you guys got coming up on Cody and Goldie on a Friday?
Joshua Briscoe will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We got fan club with Dana Wright. make some cocktails.
Are you going to bring in some Kim Crawford Chardonnay?
Is that what she drinks?
Of course. She's from Leawood.
I mean,
that's what all the Leawood women drink.
They like a little
Sauvignon Blanc. Bob drinks Cam Crawford.
Yeah. Get her a little Joko juice. That's all she needs. She's Kim Crawford.
A couple of ice cubes in it.
I don't know about that. I wonder if she has a wine koozie.
Has to.
A wine koozie. The bedazzled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are... Yeah, well,
yeah, bedazzled koozie for a glass of wine. No, I mean...
Are you
going
to do the Cody and Gold thing with her to do the golf again? Or is that a one and done?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think that worked out well.
Yeah. Yeah.
How well did it work out?
It's going to be a lot of fun for you. No, she'll be great coming
she
in.
She does remind me of the people that put the little, like, decor on the stem of the glass.
Well, you don't want to lose your glass. You know, you got to have your charm on there.
Do you think that Dana Wright has one thing in her house that says live, laugh, love?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, because I know my wife has about 1,000 of those things.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Life is beautiful. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not beautiful this weekend.
Oh. No, the weather.
So will your kids go nuts in this snow?
I mean, they've been asking. My son was disappointed. He just assumed Christmas meant snow. He's like, man, it's not snow. This is nonsense. I'm like, it doesn't just snow on Christmas. No, that's not the way it works.
Has it ever snowed in his young life on Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been ruined.
We live on the top of, like, our house is, like, on a hill.
Oh, yeah.
So we just, like, sled off of the front
deck.
That's
perfect.
Like, we just go there. It's pretty steep.
That's awesome.
Just as long as you can avoid the mailbox.
His driveway is like a turtle shell.
Oh, all right. I like that. That's cool. You don't have to walk far.
No, we're just out the front door and we can sled.
Yeah.
So just as long as we can leave the house physically, we'll be fine.
So Briscoe, Dana Wright, and then Alex stole Drew's look today.
Yeah, he went puffer vest.
He went puffer vest.
Oh, I thought he dyed his hair. I was going, Alex dyed his hair blonde?
No way.
No. He's going to protect
Alex would never do that.
Wait, do you think Alex would dye if he got some grays?
No, because he's going to protect those roots.
There's no chance Alex is dying his hair. He's too vain
for
that.
No, I don't think he'd do it now, but I'm just saying, would he?
What was
if he started getting salt and pepper, would he go in now?
Do you think...
I think he might die for a little bit.
You think he'd go blonde, or you think he'd like try to like blend it into his natural color?
I think he'd try to blend it into his natural color.
I don't disagree with that.
Let's say there's another bet in the future. Do you think he'd rather dye his hair or shave his head?
I mean, you got to dye your hair.
Yeah.
I think at any age where you're like, the hair's not quite as thick as it used to be. Like anybody.
Oh, yeah.
A full shave is a big risk.
It's a huge risk.
That's a big risk. I don't think I'd
head because I look at that little baby from Toy Story. Gigantic
head. Yeah, I wouldn't look good bald.
No.
No.
I hardly look good now, and I'm struggling. All right. Well, have a great show. Sorry to get off tangent. And we will, see what happens on Friday or Saturday, Sunday, 3:25. Denver.
See what happens Saturday, too. Could be icing.
Icing? Peyton?
Yeah, Peyton Ison.
Cody Tapp, Cody and Gold, 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for joining us, Cody, on the Roundtable, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Coming up on the other side, we talk tailgate talk, winter talk, food talk, all what you want to talk. 913-586-7965 here on 96.5 The Fan, Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan.